Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and apparently things are going to get hot, unless you live in Millbrae, where it's going to be perfect the whole time. It's going to, oh, whew,
that sounds is the place. Like you're about the same temperatures.
No place around right? me. No, I'm like
Millbrae, California's Millbrae. Best kept secret.
You know, it was just one of the times where I was like, it wasn't that hot for me. Why are you guys going to give me so much crap
Millbrae,
for it?
Millbrae, the jewel of California.
The target of all chemtrails.
That's right. Say whatever you got to do to keep people out of there, Bryn.
Right,
you
know, Millbrae. It's under the airport.
Where you can feel the trains rumbling.
That's right. It's a smear campaign. But it turns out it's the best place in California.
Sure.
I love
celebrity
it.
Celebrity trash? Of course you do.
Leave me alone.
Why wouldn't you? It's perfect. I mean, you got 80 and sunny, and that's it. Well, everyone else, well, it's 102 in Benicia and 106 in San Jose. Millbrae. It's always going to be hotter in San Francisco than it is in Millbrae this weekend. Winning. Duh. All right. Celebrity trash. It's brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. You can't meet up in person anymore, people. So you can join the challenge in any way that fits you, whether maybe you're a climber, a stepper, a runner, whatever it is, from September 11th to October 11th, you complete the challenge. Go to radioalice.com/SFStairClimb and make a donation. We actually need your help to reach our goal of 2,500. So there's a big donate button there. And you can just toss.
And I've pinned it at the top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so it'll stay at the top. It's easy to find.
Oh.
And thank you so much to our lovely listeners. So far, we've raised $1,455 already.
In one day. That's amazing.
They're so great. I mean, if I could just shout out some names. We have Bonnie, Gracie, Susan, L something, Deborah. I mean, this is great. Amy, all this is like, I can't believe that it took one day to get this and we still have some more to go, but it's all for a great cause.
Yes, you guys are so generous. I'm always blown away. Click the donate button. And help us out over here. And for everybody who donated before it was actually collecting on the Alice team page, thank you. A million thanks.
You were going to say donate again.
Donate again. All right. Yep. Start all over. That money, that just went to the general fund. We need to raise our
$2,500.
Mm-hmm. So please continue to donate. And thank you so much for your generosity. Much
help
appreciated.
Help them.
Help
right.
us. Help
Bryn,
us out. Help us out.
Way to break it down.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The cast of the 29th season of Dancing with the Stars.
It's covered in controversy. I mean, I can't believe such... Look, no offense. I hate that I have to say this. We can all like different stuff. I think that show is a nightmare come true. Like, I hate it. I don't like the dancing. I don't like the costumes.
The epitome of what Vinny is not into is all happening on that show.
Right. I don't like it. I don't like the sequins. I don't like any of the stuff.
Right.
That said, I understand a lot of people do like it, except that because they've changed the host and the judges or whatever, or the other, this thing's covered in controversy this season. Maybe that's for the best, right?
Well, people are talking about it, and the casting is going. You tell me. I'm going to tell you who's in the cast, and you tell me if this is a watchable show. There are some names you know, and there are some legitimate stars on here. People who are, and the whole point to me of Dancing with the Stars is it's people from, you know, known names, celebrities. But the point is that they didn't dance before. Like, they dance with a professional partner. They learn how to dance. Like, AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, he's a dancer.
Right.
They, I mean, also, I guess he's also a singer.
That's true.
Sure, the Backstreet Boys, right? So I'm sure they never lip synced while they were doing those incredibly difficult dance moves and choreography that they were. But here's a guy who already knows how to learn a routine. I mean, he's basically, I don't know, going to dance whatever beer belly he's had from sitting on his ass for the last 10 years. And although they did do a tour, I shouldn't say that.
What
he's
do
a
you
dancer.
Have against AJ, man? Leave him alone.
Nothing. I'm just saying
she's
he's already a dancer.
She's simply saying he's a ringer.
Right. And actually, he has the best odds to win because, of course, Vegas is all over this, Vinny. And they are putting out odds on everyone. They say he's got a 20% chance of winning this game.
All right.
There's 15 people. Olympic figure skater Johnny Ware is in it. I think he's great. I find him to be charming and also not a professional dancer, but a professional athlete who had to learn choreography and definitely can do the splits. Just saying. So these are the people with the edge. There's someone named Justina Machado, and she's from One Day at a Time. I don't know anything about her.
What's One Day at a Time?
One Day at a Time. I think that's the remake of the old One Day at a Time show. Remember that?
There's a remake. Okay.
Wasn't there like a revival of that? That's the only thing I can think of that Justina Machado, unless she's from the original one, I can't imagine.
It's a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's the, you know, that was where, who was on that show? It was Eddie Van Halen's wife, whatever her name is.
Valerie Bertinelli.
And then that chick
who, Mackenzie Phillips.
Who maybe banged her dad and Mick Jagger.
Maybe. What? I believe that she said in her book she did, yeah.
Both of them?
Yes. Well, I don't know about the Rolling Stone guy. I know for a fact that that John Phillips guy, dude. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
But I think I want to say Mick Jagger did her. If he did her, I think she was like 15. Like, yeah, it's sort of a tawdry tale that she told.
I don't know how you make that mistake. It's not hard to tell when someone is. Anyway, that's.
Oh, I don't think he considered it a mistake. I think he went, oh, look at that hot young thing. Let me get her. I'm Mick Jagger.
Gross, Mick.
I know.
I can't think of the main lady's name.
Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie Franklin. All right. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And then there was wasn't there like a handyman that lived in the building?
Schneider, but I don't know that guy's name at all in real life.
Right. I think he passed away in real life.
Okay, so there's a new
Pat Harrington.
Okay.
All right. There's a reset or a redo, and she's in it. Good.
She's
all
in
right.
it. Yes, Justina Machado. This. So we don't know her. Rapper Nelly is in.
Oh,
I like Nelly.
Sure. I mean, and
Hot
and
Here
I
is
say
a hit.
Bona fide star. So far, I think three of the first four, they're well-known people. There's someone named Jeannie Mae, and she's a stylist from How Do I Look? And I guess she's been on The Real a bunch of times. Or is, I don't know, maybe she's one of the, you know how The Real is like, it's like The Talk and like The View, it's five people or however many, and they sit around chatting about stuff. I don't know if she's been like a regular panelist on that or if she's just a stylist that they bring in. So, yay to her. There's a cheerleading coach from the show Cheer, which people say is amazing. Her name is Monica Aldama. And I'm going to say that there's also a person who's clearly professionally knows how to choreograph and is a knows dance moves.
Oh, yeah. She's a cheer mom that's on that show. She's really, I bet she can dance, but she's super intense and she's super strict with her kids.
Oh, well.
So I bet she'll do well.
I'm sure she'll work very hard. There's a 18-year-old actress and YouTuber by the name of Skye Jackson. I don't know anybody from YouTube. If they got PewDiePie on there, I guess I'd know him. But not from watching him, only from having heard that he makes all the money.
I know the name Skye Brown. I don't know Skye Jackson, though.
Is it spelled S-K-A-I?
It is. Yep.
Oh, okay.
She's also on the
girl.
Disney Channel show, Jessie. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Do you watch that, Vinny?
No, but
okay,
she's... that's. If she's on a Disney show, though, then she's legit. I mean,
sure.
It exists outside of the grown-up world, but, you know, that Dove Cameron girl, is that her name? The one from The Descendants?
Yes.
She's a huge star, but you would never know it unless you have kids and watch those shows.
You watch that show, right.
Right.
Someone named Chrishell Stouse, who is from Netflix's Selling Sunset, which my mom is always telling me I should. I think it's my mom who's. It's, you know, one of those real estate shows. So this.
Oh, yeah, that show is funny. There's like they put together like a group of really hot chicks, like super beautiful women, and, you know, and L.A. type women, you know, yeah, blonde and, you know, with the boobs.
L.A. woman.
And
the
they're
surgery.
And the surgery, and they're all like, you know. They're selling the best houses in Hollywood. If you watch it, you'll see what I mean. It's really amazing.
You like it? I got to watch that.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, I mean, I started watching it too. It's pretty good.
It's kind of dumb, but the house. You love the houses, just
oh,
the
I'm
real
sure
estate.
I would,
and the,
right?
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Anyway, Chrishell Stouse from Selling Sunset. Jesse Metcalf, who you would probably remember from Desperate Housewives, he played. Wasn't he like the gardener or something and wound up banging one of the chicks or something? I can't remember exactly what his deal was. But Jesse Metcalf is on there.
All right.
I want to say he was also on 90210 at some point. I don't know. Anyway, he's a B-list, C-list star. Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette. And I guess that right after, she's a few seasons back. She was actually, she's funny. I like her. She might even be the last season that I watched. But she's cute girl. I'm sure she's got moves. I don't know. Former NFL tight end. You know, moves.
These
okay. I'm doing some of them now. Right now. My moves.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Former NFL tight end Vernon Davis is going to be on.
I love Vernon Davis. I mean, I know he left our team, but when he was with us, I was a big fan.
Actress Anne H. is doing it. She was rumored, and she's going to do that. That's Ellen's ex, and Coley LaFoon, I think, is the guy she wound up marrying. I think they've divorced since. Anyway, Anne H. is going to do it. Former NBA player Charles Oakley. There's a guy by the name of Nev Schulman from Catfish, whose name has come up.
It's
catfishing.
Neve.
Oh, Neve? Okay. So his name, somebody had gotten catfished pretty bad, and that guy wanted to talk to them or wanted to do a show on them. But that's the only time I'd ever heard of it. I've never watched the show Catfish. Have you guys watched that?
No.
I watched it when it first came out, and now I'm still surprised they're even on MTV, because I would figure people would have common sense that to
by
check
now
into
we're all
it.
Aware of
yeah.
the scams. Right?
Yeah.
Still happens.
Yeah, it still happens.
That couldn't
he got
happen
into
to
some
me.
Trouble for some sexual misconduct.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Ah, maybe during that's what we've heard his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, during one of the shootings of the Catfish show.
Oh. Did a little catfishing of his own.
Mm.
And finally, rounding out the 15-person Dancing with the Stars class of 2020, class of season 29, Carol Baskin from Tiger King.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. That's good times. Oh, 2 days in a row we get to talk. I mean, remember when the lockdown first started and we were all watching Tiger King and just barfing about it every day. And now these people are just sort of like a running, they're just sort of a societal running joke. And yesterday we had the panties that the Joe
Tiger
Exotic
King,
is selling.
Yeah,
if the dude sells a ton of those, even as jokes, people buy them. He's
sure,
going to make
course.
A ton of money from jail. A ton.
Yep. A ton. Their first little soft open that they did, he sold $20,000 worth of panties in, I don't know, 4 hours.
Yeah.
So he could make some real, like, I have to say, I mean, it'd be really funny. It's a great joke gift. Send that to my dad. Here you go, Dad. Tiger King panties. Anyway, Carol Baskin, the chick who allegedly
killed her husband, whacked him.
Yeah.
And convinced me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
allegedly, she killed her husband who randomly disappeared.
You know, real quick, if I could, sure, I feel like Gentry is a dude who's made it. Not only is he, you know, Boston stock hard dude who's, you know, made it to the into the 80s, just beat up coronavirus. I mean, kicked its ass, just told it where to go.
Okay.
And here you are talking about him wearing panties. I just don't see it. I don't like it, and I hope that you don't do it. I think, I want to envision Gentry as just a total free ball guy. He doesn't even wear underwear at all. He's one of those
guys. He was
always
a boxer guy. So if they, maybe he likes the loose boxers.
There you go.
I know that because my parents were naked people. I didn't know it was not, it's not wrong, whatever, do whatever you want in your family, but it is definitely, it's not as widespread as you think it is when you grow up with it. You just assume everyone's seen their parents naked a million times. Seen all that stuff. Yikes.
Good for
you. Anyway, yeah, good for me. Look how great I turned out.
Yeah, and apparently you mentioned that he set the standard for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, dad was like everyone. I went, what's that little thing?
Oh dear!
Have you seen my dad? Like, who? You know, when I was a kid, I had no idea. I don't know from anything. I thought that's what they all looked like. Ginormous.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you brought it up, Bryn.
Go Gentry.
Go Gentry. Go Gentry. Anyway, Carol Baskin from Tiger King is the final contestant that we're gonna announce here. This is gonna be the first season without Tom Bergeron. He and Erin Andrews were fired. They wanted too much money, I guess. Hey, well, what do we need you guys for? And Tyra Banks is going to be, and I'm sure they'll have the backstage correspondence like they've had in the past. Maybe it'll be old competitors. Tom Bergeron poked a little fun at the situation, changing his bio to, quote, former co-host of Footwork with the Famous. So congrats to everybody involved. I hope it's a wonderful season and everyone's a winner.
Are people who've written in on text who are saying that they're boycotting this season because of the switch of hosts.
Oh, really?
And I don't know that that's necessarily something that, you know, when you get into a, let's say you want a raise and you say, I'm not coming back unless you pay me this.
Right.
And then they say, we're not going to pay you that. Now you're in a standoff and you really have put yourself in a bad situation. I don't know that's what happened. I'm just saying I do know that these negotiations aren't always necessarily one person's fault or the other. They just...
Oh, sure.
Ultimately, you got to move on.
We couldn't agree. But it'll be interesting to see if it does have any effect on the show. Tyra's, you know, won't be your first time hosting something. I don't know how good she'll be. I'm, you know, sure she'll be just fine. And maybe there are some people who just love Tom Bergeron and they can't watch the show without him. And they can go find some other, you know, isn't there a So You Think You Can Dance show that they could watch? I don't know if that's still on. Seems like there's dance shows. I don't know. If you're looking for a dance show, I'm sure there's one out there for you. I'm out of time, but I want to mention this because I've had it in my pile for 2 days, and this is my next set of books I'm going to read. The guys who did the Game of Thrones TV adaptation, they are taking on a Chinese sci-fi trilogy. It's called The Three-Body Problem. It's a sci-fi trilogy, and it's won awards around the world, and George R.R. Martin loves it. Barack Obama loves it. And so the creators of Game of Thrones are bringing that to Netflix in an English language adaptation. So, and they go on to talk about how much they loved it, but it's the David Benioff, D.B. Weiss, of the guys behind Game of Thrones. The ones who, once George R.R. Martin wasn't consulting anymore, totally ruined the show. Remember them?
Yeah.
They're going to take this on and totally ruin this. But if you're looking for something cool to read, I haven't started it yet, so I can't. The fact that they're making it into a big show for Netflix means it must be cool. And they're just raving about it in this particular article I'm looking at. So it's called The Three-Body Problem. It's a sci-fi. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Salon Gate starring Nancy Pelosi. Also, The Neighbor Did Your Boyfriend. That's unfortunate. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.